The division held a press conference in Juneau to explain the next steps in the House District 1 race. Drawing everyone's attention is one more ballot that was cast in the Fairbanks No. 6 precinct and marked for Catherine Dodge.
The State Review Board has inspected and hand-counted every ballot from the district, with the exception of one ballot that's currently being investigated further to determine whether or not it will be counted on Friday.
Josie Banke of the Division of Elections explained the ballot was found in a second secrecy sleeve outside of the AccuVote counting machine.
It wasn't until we received all the election materials in their entirety to determine this voted ballot in a secrecy sleeve was not, in fact, a question ballot.
Stuart Slider of the Review Board says they are investigating the way voters signed in before voting at the Fairbanks 6th precinct. With 367 voters signed in, 365 ballots cast, one less signature and one more ballot would explain the anomaly.
One of the names that has been highlighted is between a husband and a wife's name. The husband and wife came in, they highlighted two names that are the same, but then the husband's, he's on the next page.
Because of the tie, there will be an automatic recount this Friday, November 30th at 10 in the morning. And it seems likely that last uncounted ballot will go into the mix, along with any other mailed-in ballots that might arrive before the recount. Ballots coming in this late are very often from voters in the military serving overseas. They must be postmarked on Election Day. There are as many as 60 unreturned absentee ballots that could come in for House District 1, though normally the return is a portion of those sent out. With help from Jeremy Shea, I'm Robin.